Okay, today's topic is I want to sell stuff on eBay. Well, that's a great idea because I've been doing it for a long time. It's profitable. But the new topic of today, selling on eBay, is this. I recently have had an idea because of a lack and an abundance at the same time of money. The abundance came in prior to the lack, obviously. And what I mean by that is that obviously I was in a position where I could have invested a lot of money into a lot of different avenues, but it was safer to just stay in the avenue that I was in that was generating the money that I had. So in lieu of that, I guess to say, the lack showed you that you should have took the investment. It's one of those, oh man, it passed me by situations. So even though it passed you by, you still keep an eye on the investment. So now my idea is that how can I get in on this? Because it's not necessarily a pass you by moment with eBay. It's so much that when I have some more money, how should I go about getting into this again on a larger scale? Because the first time when I was selling things on eBay, I was just a kid or a teenager, 16, 15, whatever, selling phones for maybe an extra $100 tops or extra $200 at the most. You know what I mean? So I never looked at it as a professional business until I had professional business money, or at least money that I didn't have at the time of being 16, which is just maybe like $1,500. So even with saying that, what's the best way to invest $1,000 on eBay? And in my mind, I went and I looked into a bunch of different avenues, because all I really used to do was sell strictly iPhones. Whatever iPhone was popular at the time, the 4, the 5, anything like that, I would go and grab the newest one for as cheap as I could get it and sell it for as much as somebody would buy it for. So taking that aggressiveness and that tenacity to a different avenue, what item would be the hottest item? The search started on Google, as do most searches these days, with what are the most popular items being sold on not only eBay but on Amazon, because Amazon has been in lack of, like, in my absence of maybe like 2 or 3 years, Amazon has now become more popular. So with people using Amazon, it's easy to track how many people are buying one item. They give you a list and you follow the list. Okay, so you've been on eBay, you got your list, everything is good. What do I do now? Do I go out and I just buy this item and wait till somebody buys it? Well, that's one option. That's why I always say you need the $1,000 or the capital, because right now I looked and the most popular item that they were buying on Amazon wasn't very helpful. The list on Amazon was decent, but not very insightful. It was enough that you can get started, and it's enough to let you know that if you look hard enough, you can definitely find a way to track the most profitable items. But the thing that really got my attention was when I went on eBay, they had this thing that I've never seen before. It's I can't exactly remember how to find it. Or you go to the homepage on your mobile phone, and it's I think it's featured items, and then you can search the categories for toys, electronics, cameras, things like that. And then they'll tell you the most popular items, or the recommended items, or the items that are on discount. And the items that are on discount is actually where we're going to be talking about today. I mean, I've seen things up there that say 75 to 80% off, and the original going price is maybe $3,500, and they're selling it for $2,000. And it's not a joke. I mean, you look up on Best Buy or Walmart or wherever people are buying these things from, and they cost this much money. They cost $3,500 or however much money they may cost. And all you have to do is be willing to buy however many and hold on them. But that was my problem, is that who wants to spend $10,000 on 4 cameras and just hold them? Nobody, right? I mean, that's not something that somebody wants to do. So unless you have that kind of money to invest, and it's still profitable, it's very profitable, but how can you get into the game on that level? Because there's watches that are still cheaper priced than that. You can get in with the $1,000 that I was talking about. But if you want to get in and, I don't know, make thousands of dollars instead of hundreds immediately, how can you get in? And the thing that I thought of was, well, what if we just do what Amazon does? We just post the picture, somebody buys it, and we send it to them. What happens is okay, they send you the money, they do it through PayPal, you take the capital that you now have, and now that you've secured an order, just like in anything else that deals with sales, now that you've secured an order, you direct your capital to serving that one order instead of holding on four different items and hoping that somebody comes and gets rid of them. That way you still have your capital left. What happened to the fish when his mama died? I'm tripping. That's not how you tell the joke. What did the fish go do? No. Ah, shit, I'm fucked up. We're gonna start this over. What did the fish do when his mama died? He went swimming in denial. All right, starting the day off on following up my eBay rant. This is actually gonna go in, I think, the folder with the eBay rant. If I post it right, because I lied last time on another segment or something else. I'm still figuring this app out. But at the same time, I said I was going to post that Gucci Mane and I couldn't do it. I did it. You're supposed to do it beforehand. I did it afterward. Next topic is I was on eBay just now, literally maybe 30 minutes ago to an hour. And they have tools for the cheap. I looked up. This is what the process is going to be. It's going to be the same process I told you about. You're going to still post pictures of it. And you're still going to get paid for doing, I mean, for free. You're going to get paid for basically already having a customer. It's going to be like, it's not going to be paid for free, but it's like you're going to get paid with security instead of just buying an item and then having to hope somebody sells it, because I don't really like that idea. And the thing about that is that the only way you would know it is if you listen to my podcast. I know, I just had to take a minute and realize that. Sometimes I don't realize how amazing I am, and I don't think any of us realize how amazing we all are. This is going to rambling folder because I'm starting to do that. But like I told you, I go off on tangents and they all have something to do with something. So just stay tuned and keep listening. I might even make this a part 5 or a part 3 or a part 4 or whatever part I'm on. The point was is that the tools up there, you take everything up there. You take the serial number and you Google how much it's worth. I Googled, it's a Marquette or something like that. I said I'm gonna say that in another one. I'm gonna just take notes and I'm gonna start reading, like, not the notes off. It's still gonna be organic, but it's gonna be more professional. I'm learning what I need to do by knowing what I, you know what I mean? And that's what I said again. The tangent has something to do. I hope you guys are learning from this. But take the product number, the serial number, and then you Google it. And I Googled one of the drills, and the drills was selling, the drill was maybe, I don't know, for $50 to $120. And the drill was on, like, Home Depot, the website, for $250. I said, man, you can make this much money? All you have to do is be the one with the item. And you have all the leverage in the world. Don't ever forget that. Just because you are willing to go somewhere somebody else hasn't been does not mean you are cheating the system, doing something wrong, or hustling, whatever people are going to say to you. Because I showed my mama this shit. She had, like, oh, well, everything that could go wrong, basically. So just do what you know and don't listen to nobody outside.